shot. He scores! And the Ballers win! Helena is no longer undefeated!
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
Y'all smoked it crack!
Welcome to November. It's Cody Jansen, World Hockey Report Live. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Wednesday. Yes, it is snowy up here in Alberta, but as they'd say at Heavy Hockey Network, suck it up. We're going to play through it. Oilers, another win over Nashville. We'll get to that. The Flames, I don't know what they're doing against the Kraken. That's just embarrassing. That is, you shouldn't be losing to Seattle. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about everything else that happened in the hockey world as well. Of course, brought to you by the folks at Pro Rock Hockey Sticks and Every Game, the best place to bet on sports. Go to our bio, hammer the link, Every Game Sportsbook, the number one place. No fishy odds, no sketchy payouts. Punch in the promo code WHR as well. And we got a prize if you sign up. I'll show those a little bit later on in the show, though. Don't want to jump the gun just yet. Today on the show, we'll be talking some ACHA. Cage O'Dell's going to hop on to talk about everything in the club hockey world down in Kentucky. Isha Jerome from the Soda Pond. Yeah, we'll talk Minnesota Wild. But right now, we'll snap it over to Buffalo. Jill Thompson to talk some Sabres right now. One of the hottest teams in the NHL. Jill, how good does it feel to be a Sabres fan at this time?
I just love the intro, one of the hottest teams in the NHL, because what did I tell you the last time you had me on?
Wow, the last time I think you were on, I think they were terrible, probably one of the worst teams. And, I mean, yes, as they are good right now, they're still not a great hockey team. Let's not kid anyone.
Well, I mean, it's just typical Sabres trending of how they play, you know, going into the season. Of course I'm excited because I'm a diehard Sabres fan, but of course I'm also like not buying in fully until it's February.
Let's talk.
I have to say there are some big changes that noticeably, like with, you know, the kids, and I call them kids, but, you know, how the players are interacting and just vibes.
The vibes are good right now in Buffalo. I guess that's fair. But let's talk about Rasmus Dahlin here. Is this sustainable? Is this the real deal? Or is this a flash in the pan?
I mean, I hate bringing up last time we spoke, but I told you I thought this was going to be his breakout season. And he just turned 22. He's going to play this whole year at 22 years old. And everyone... he still doesn't get, you know, the recognition he deserves, but I'm glad that a lot of people are starting to see it now and see how talented he is. I can definitely say he's a future captain of the team. I hate, you know, prematurely saying he's going to be a contender for the North, but you can't deny that. I mean, he's breaking all-time records once again, so... it's looking up for him. I mean, he's a beast. And I know you saw him when he manhandled your Oilers. So,
jeez, my Oilers. Now, I don't think that's a fair take here. I am a unbiased, neutral media member as it gets. Adam's the Oilers fan. But yes, if Dahlin's going to put up a 90-plus point season and compete with Cale Makar, he damn right should be in that Norris conversation. And Tage Thompson's another guy who's obviously stepped up to the plate here. He's got 6 goals, 6 assists, and 9 games so far. Give me your thoughts on Tage, because I know that contract when first handed out was a little bit, wasn't exactly loved.
I think a lot of the contracts that have come through with the Sabres, like the Samuelson one, who is Rasmus Dahlin's, you know, defensive pair, and then the Tage Thompson one happened. We got a lot of, you know, on social media backlash, like, because no one really understands and knows about these young, you know, these players. Like Samuelson, anyone like myself, he's been playing in the AHL, you know, for the Rochester Americans, and we saw a good bit of him playing and balancing out Dahlin. Like, and that's why Samuelson got that contract, because he balances out Darlene so well. But then the Thompson one we're talking about, no one really got that one either. But now we're seeing it. I mean, can we talk about that last game we played? He had, what, 6 points? He had 3 goals, 3 assists. The kid's nasty. He's 7'2". He's quick. He's agile. He deked out, like, the entire team for 2 of the goals that he scored that night. He's a monster. I mean, his shot, too, like, everything about him. So, and, you know, he's young. We call him Tage the Pterodactyl, by the way, so everyone knows.
Tage the Pterodactyl. I don't think that's going to stick. But, okay, if you got a comment on the Sabres, get it in the chat right now. It's Jillian Thompson joining us on World Hockey Report. Follow me on Twitter at Jan or on PXP to connect as well. Where do we want to go with this? I think Alex Tuch's a good piece as well because he's got 6 goals. Obviously, I mean, he's a centerpiece that Buffalo was looking at. He's also going to be one of the real deals where if this Buffalo team can turn it around and become a contender in the next 2-3 years, I think he's going to have to carry a fair amount of this load.
Oh, absolutely. And if there is a player, I was surprised by the Sabres and their captaincies that they handed out, because I honestly thought Tuck was going to get one. I thought Paige was going to get one too. But Alex Tuck is, we love him. I mean, he's obviously from the Buffalo area. He grew up a huge Sabres and Bills fan. He's out there all over the place. Everyone loves him. The fans love him. But you know what I didn't realize about him before he stepped on the ice with us is he is fast. Like, he is quick. And I didn't see him as, like, a fast skater, but he really is. He knows how to play the two-way game, and it's just very refreshing to see the whole attitude of the team turn around, and I think he has a lot to do with that. Like, a lot of players look up to him, too.
Well, it's not like the Sabres have had any fast players come through their organization in the histories of time. But Dinosaur's chiming in here. Go Sabres. Tage is the Sabres version of Josh Allen. The breakout season, the physical traits combined with the pure
exactly.
skill, the doubters, lots of similarities. Okay, that's an interesting one, Dinosaur. And I'll give you that. But I want to talk about an actual Dinosaur in Craig Anderson. Because he's still got a .946 save percentage right now. I know Eric Comrie's been, hauling a bit of the load more than Craig Anderson, but what do you expect they actually finish the season off at, numbers-wise? Like, because there's no way this is sustainable. Everyone knows that. But I also don't think they'll be making any changes anytime soon.
Well, for me, goaltending, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, is like one of the variable. It just, you never know with a goaltender. Like, you can have a goaltender show up. I'll say in the playoffs, because I know when you hate when I say the postseason. But
that's baseball. We're not talking Phillies.
Okay, Western Canada.
Go Astros.
But Craig Anderson, he's just awesome. I don't even know how he's doing it. Like, I worry that he's going to, like, break a hip every time he makes a save at this point.
There's no better way to put that.
The guys, you really have to worry about the guy's, like, hip muscles once he retires. Like, he's probably going to be using a walker for, you know, by the time he's 50. So, but he's obviously doing incredible things for the program. And I hope he sticks around for, you know, when the other UPL gets better and then Devin Levi.
Yeah, Levi is going to be your future starter. Don't put too much chips in UPL. I'm not sold on him. Portillo from Michigan. No, thanks. No, Devin Levi is your guy. That's for sure. Also, how about the story about Craig Anderson where he said, like, he doesn't bring his gear home for summer. He's like, I'm not skating for 3-4 months. I don't care. I'm going to come back and get in shape. I got so much respect for that.
You know why that is, though? It's because
he's 53 years old.
No, goal. Every single goalie, you decide to be a goalie, and I saw your tweet the other day. Every goalie is a lunatic. You have to be crazy in the head to be a goaltender in the NHL. But that being said, for him to, like, do that and decompress his mind, like, that guy's pretty deep, you know? Like, he can decompress his mind and come back and just stop pucks that are going 100-plus miles per hour again, you know? So he's got a system and it's worked for him.
Hey, that guy's been through some shit too. I mean, he's had a heck of a life going for him. Okay, we'll leave it at this. JJ Paterka. Oh, actually, Dinosaur's in with another good one. I got to read this on there. If Tage is Josh, then Craig is Frank Gore. Okay, that's a good one, Dinosaur. Yeah. You're up there for sure. Okay, Jillian, we'll leave it at this. JJ Paterka. I mean, I know I was high on this kid watching him with Stutzla. You know, he was playing with Reichel in Chicago, too. Where do you see this kid ceiling at?
I listened to an interview of him in a Buffalo on a Buffalo network recently, and he's got the personality, but he is like skilled, like shot, just hockey IQ off the charts. And I had to bring up Jack Quinn too, because you know he's playing with these kids they play together in the Rochester Americans, and they're just totally vibing out on the Sabres, because that's what we're about.
Wow. We don't talk about the Rochester Americans. We're not American Hockey League fans.
But I also have to say, blow Leafs blow.
We didn't even get time to talk about the Leafs. They suck. Everyone knows it. We don't need to talk about them. But we are out of time. Jillian, hey, appreciate you hopping on as always.
Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Alrighty, it's World Hockey Report. You know, we got to talk Minnesota Wild. They beat Montreal, basically an ECHL team, last night. For our boy Isha Jerome, he's hopping on the show next. It's World Hockey Report live on the Heavy Hockey Network. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the US. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
What we do here is go back.
Alrighty, I told you we're going to talk about it. Wild. They win a game. Yes, that's grounds for celebration. So we thought we'd bring on the OGs. We're really running it back, and I love it. Today, so Jerome, he's going to hop on the show. Follow him on Twitter at VI Sports Talk. Heavy Hockey Network is where you're watching live. Join in the chat if you got some thoughts. Buffalo Sabres, Edmonton Oilers, or Minnesota Wild. Isha, I see a different background. Where the hell are you?
I am in the Twin Cities, baby. Although I have the North Stars inspired shirt on. This is how much I love you, Cody. Go Canada! I may live in the States now, but I still show this flag with pride. Let's go, baby. Although I wasn't rooting for the Montreal Canadiens last night, I will say that. I was pretty happy.
No one roots for the Canadiens. I think it's kind of a fan base that has dwindled off. Unless you're cheering for hockey back in 1908, then maybe you're still a Habs fan.
Or 1993. But anyways.
Yeah, no one remembers that. Kelly Rudy's our guy. We don't talk bad about him. Also, big guest of the day, brought to you by Pro Rock Hockey Sticks, the best in the game. Go check out Pro Rock Hockey Sticks today.
Hey, and also Billy Smelling Salts. You got to hook me up with some of those. I've had a hell of a week, and I could use some of those to keep me going. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm still a Billy's guy, but, you know, maybe the World Hockey Report relationship with them isn't really in full force. But hey, get back on track, Billies. I know you're watching. I know they tune into everything. So let's hook it up again. Let's get the boys buzzing here. Okay, you're doing the soda pod. Before we even get into it, what's everything going on with Esher right now?
I've been in Minnesota for 2.5 weeks now. So yeah, just, I'm still working in, you know, media space. But took my foot off the gas from, you know, managing podcast networks. I've kind of gone full throttle into, kind of the MMA world a little bit, doing some coverage on one, basically anything mixed martial arts, like Brazilian jiu-jitsu, different promotions, you know, outside of the UFC, because the UFC is like the NHL of mixed martial arts. There's KHLs, there's AHLs, there's Rival, you know, and just other different types of promotions all over the world. So I've just kind of dove in. I'm a huge fight fan. I'm a huge Ice Wars fan as well. Shout out Ice Wars, unbelievable fight tournament. Got the MMA community backing that as well. So dove into that a little bit because, hey, my passion, I do have a passion for hockey, obviously, but I do like mixed martial arts and combat sports as well. And then, yeah, now being on the ground in Minnesota. I mean, I've been doing the Soda Pod for almost 3 years, two of which with my co-host, the State of Hoppy, and it's pretty much all been remote other than like a two-week tour I did last April. So now it's just awesome to be able to go and connect with all the breweries that we've connected with, former players, media, other content. Like, I know you're tight with the 10K guys. I mean, I've been tight with them since the beginning, but now I can actually go to games with them and things like that. So it's so awesome. I mean, my first night here, we went to a 10K event at the X. We got to meet Billy Guerin. We had this like little like meet and greet and banquet with all the boys at 10K before. So it's just cool to be part of the community that I've been kind of like, I've been involved with, but from such like from, you know, a few provinces in a country west, right? So it's cool to be on the ground here. And hell, like we had a watch party last night for the Montreal Canadiens game at Waconia Brewing, a sweet little brewery in Waconia outside the city. So it's just been fun, man. It's been fun being on the ground here and, you know, having a little bit of time not tied down to anything to be able to kind of just keep creating and do my thing.
Well, Minnesota's awesome. I mean, easily a top 45 state. You know, it's up there for sure. It's a lot better than BC.
Dude, it's cheaper than BC. It reminds me, everything. And I say this in like nothing but praise, okay? Because I lived in Calgary for 3 years. It reminds me a lot of Calgary. Traffic's not too bad. The people are amazing. The food and music scene's pretty good, and hockey's just crazy here. So
yeah, that's except Minnesota has an actual rink that isn't crumbling.
They have a lot more rinks. And I mean, I went to a Gophers game against North Dakota last weekend as well. And man,
that's legit.
As much as we love junior hockey, like that rivalry, that was I've never seen anything like it. It was outstanding.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Unless 10K takes is listening, then it sucks and it's overrated and high school hockey's where it's at. But okay, we got to talk about the Wild here before we run out of time though, because they're kind of buzzing, but they're also beating up on poor opponents right now. Do you actually think this team's a playoff team?
The Wild? Oh yeah, 100%. I think right now, like, what did Bob McKenzie said? Don't look at the standings until American Thanksgiving's over. Now we're creeping up to American Thanksgiving. I'm Canadian, right? So I think it's in a week here. Whatever. Anyways, you know what I mean. We're still very early in the season. And yes, that's not to say the teams can't dig themselves a hole. Like, look at the Vancouver Canucks. I don't even want to get into them. They might not be able to pull themselves out of it. The Wild, though, it's like they can score. Like, we went into the season being like, okay, the Wild, they've always been defense. They've always been goaltending. Their identity hasn't been scoring. And you look at their problems right now have been defense. They've had no problem scoring. They've been running up the score, you know, even in their first few games. Brodin, Jonas Brodin, who's been a staple on the back end. This is the first time since covering the Wild that I can really say that he hasn't been great. Hell, he's been bad at times. Do I think that he can come back from this? Yes, because I have so much confidence in Jonas Brodin, and we've never seen this from him before. I don't think the decline is going to be like this. Dumba's still fading. He's never been the same player since his injury when he fought Matty Tkachuk. And there's some new faces on the back end too. Like, Kalen Addison's killing it as the power play quarterback. Again, the offense through this team and their power play is something that was horrendous last year is clicking. So I think, and I hope that, you know, as someone who covers this team and for the sake of this market, because they deserve it, I hope the defensive structure, top down from offense, you know, they got to play better two-way as well, but also the defense, the whole defense system and the goalie as well. I don't care if Fleury's 5-0-1. Whatever Alex McLeody's posting with his stats. Fleury's got to be better. The backup, I mean, he's got to be 1,000 times better. And the defense has to start clicking and playing a system, because right now it's kind of free-for-all out there.
Well, you mentioned the defense, and again, what worries me about Fleury's obviously age, wear and tear. He's played a shit ton of hockey. They got to go get a backup goalie. Don't they? Like, Philip Gustafson ain't it.
No, he's not it at all. And like, he had two okay games. And I went, actually, the game I went with 10K was their third game against the Avs. And honestly, it was a very good effort from the Wild. It was a back and forth game. Gustafson cost him that game. Like, yeah, there were some defensive laps, but like, he was the reason. So 100% get an upgrade backup. Like, you're rolling the dice anyways. Fleury, you're kind of rolling the dice with him, because like, it's textbook Fleury. Some nights he's hot, some nights he's not. And look, the Wild fan base, they're pulling for him, and it's almost laughable.
Well, you know,
from a Canadian perspective, it's almost laughable how much they're not critical of him at all. And they're just pulling for him every little good thing he does. Listen, I'm more of a realist. So like, I wasn't thrilled on him.
That's rare to find in Minnesota.
Well, I wasn't thrilled on him being part of this team for the next couple of years, but hey, he hasn't been sinking them. So I'm going to give credit where credit is due. He had an outstanding game last night against a watered down, like you said, AHL, pretty much Montreal Canadiens team. But the one positive about last night, Cody, was the Wild have kind of been neck and neck, coming back, crawling, fighting really hard, tooth and nail for a win, or, you know, an overtime appearance thus far this season. Last night, I don't care if the team is good or bad, they did everything right. And it's like, okay, they needed that. Even just like more, like just for the locker room and everything, they needed to exert their dominance, exert their game plan, and be like, okay, we're capable. Like, yeah, okay, maybe it's not the best team, but we're going to overlook that and just be like, everything kind of clicked. Rossi finally gets his first primary assist. We all thought it was a goal at first. And the kid's got a little dog to him. I mean, Montreal Twitter was freaking out because he dished out a clean hit on their monster of a rookie. And it's like, bro, like, what did you expect? You think this little guy's gonna go fight you? No, he clean hit against the boards. I mean, that guy's got Marty St. Louis legs. Watch it.
You know I'm a Rossi fan, so you know I'm on board with him. Also, Kaprizov finally starting to put up Tage Thompson numbers. Good for him. But okay, how much does this scare you though? Kaprizov -5, Zuccarello -7. Kalen Addison -7, Foligno -5. Like, oh, if your players are on for 5v5 goals against,
exactly,
you're going to be in trouble.
Well, that's
not going to be ahead of Winnipeg.
You can't. Yeah. No, you're right. And you can't just be critical of the defense being like, okay, because they're the defenders, all the defense is on them. No, there have been times where, for as many points, for many goals as Kaprizov scores, there's times where it's like, man, you could have given even just like an ounce more effort, and maybe you could have helped that play. Zuccarello's been fine. Foligno's been banged up. The one thing that this team is missing, though, and people are overlooking, is the Jeek line. Erickson, Ek, Jordan Greenway, and Foligno. That was a staple. That was the line that was going up against all the top matchups with their opponents. Like, that was the line that was on McDavid. That was the line, you know, they have not had that line this season. Greenway came back for one game, got injured again. Foligno's out for a little bit. And now Ryan Hartman could be out long term as well. So the guys, the pieces that allowed some of the more skilled players to do their thing, and maybe, I hate even saying this, but maybe cheat on the defense a little bit, the offensive defense, everyone has to be on it right now. And when you're starting a season, when you're gelling, when you have some new guys and you're trying to find a role for them, I mean, Yost has been up and down the lineup too, right? They just haven't been able to find chemistry to withstand the storm. Hopefully when the guys come back from injury, it'll be okay. But that, again, you go into a season, on paper, they should make the playoffs. You have to adapt throughout an 82-game season, and let's see if the Wild can do that moving forward.
Yost was such a weapon back in college hockey. But okay, we're going to leave it at this here, because I know you're a Vancouverite, and you know the Canucks still pull on your heartstrings a little bit. Should they just punt and go for Bedard at this point? Like, they're the worst team in the NHL. They've got 2 wins this season.
I mean, look.
They suck.
The easy answer is yes, but if you look at the fan base, Cody, like, they weren't supposed to go into another rebuild, right? Like, this is supposed to be it. This is supposed to be the core. So, like, sure, if you want to punt, that's fine, but realistically, how are you going to punt? Like, are you going to give up Hughes? Are you going to give up Pettersson? Are you just going to trim the fat again and still go forward with this core that may never win a cup now? Like, What do you do? Like, honestly, I have no idea, man. And to be honest, I only have enough energy to follow this Wild team right now, which is keeping me up at night. So, like, there's this funny, I forget her name on Twitter, so I apologize. But there's this one Canuck user on Twitter that every game day, and I kill myself laughing. It's like, I regret to inform you all that it is another Canucks game day. And I'm just like, that's how I feel about the Canucks. Like, I almost don't want to watch. And when I do, I'm just like, oh, man. Because there's pieces there. The core should be good. What is Demko doing? What is the defense doing? And like, okay, so this is the year that Pettersson's starting to click and actually like play well two-way as well, and everybody else is drowning behind him. Oh man, it's horrendous, and I think it's just up the ladder. Like, you can't just blame the players. Like, you got to be critical of the GM. Why did he bring this coach back one more year when he didn't hire him and didn't want him there anyways? Why was training camp so bad? Why is Aquilini involved with so many lawsuits outside of, you know, with his family? With, you know, they let go I think it was like a stats person as well, Rachel Dorier, I think, or something like that. And we haven't heard anything about like what's happened there with that current lawsuit, because I know that didn't end amicably, like the Linden, you know. So I mean, I think it goes all the way to the top, and like, until Aquilini, that family gets their you know what together, or they sell the team, it may be just another long, long, rough road for Canucks fans.
Well, at least, you know, if you're a Canucks fan, you can change now, become an Oilers fan, because that's right type of blue to be wearing. Yeah, Wild are fine. But again, I don't have faith they're making the playoffs. And also, I don't have faith in anyone designing Vancouver jerseys, because those retro reverses sucked. Isha,
good. If they slap the stick and rink on them instead of the Johnny Canuck, would that sway you a little? Because that was my biggest
I got thing. A soft spot for stick and rink. For it. I could get behind that a little bit. Maybe it bumps it up into the fives. I think that's respectable. Hey, you got Soda Pod. You got City Life Project. Where else do we want to promote people and pump them your way?
Honestly, man, those are the two biggest things that I'm focusing on. And like, the City Life Project, it's like I said, it's an outlet for like MMA content, but it's also so much more. The co-creator of the channel, my boy Kyle, we were bandmates in Calgary back in the day, dude. And we originally made that channel as like an outlet for our music. He's still doing music a lot and like recording local musicians around in Nanaimo. And I'm going to be doing the same here in Minnesota. So it's an outlet. It's a vlog channel. So if you want to get to know us a little bit, we post vlogs at least 2-3 times a week. And they range from like, he has a bunch of tarantulas, so tarantula feedings, music content, fishing content. Like, no joke, man. We hit everything on that. We met Kenny Hotz and Spencer Rice a couple weeks ago, and we made a vlog about meeting them at their live show, and I posted some highlights of that, as well as, like I said, music content and the whole nine yards. So we throw a lot at the wall there. There's something for everyone on that channel, so go check that out on YouTube. And then, yeah, the Soda Pod, wherever you get your podcasts from. And we're going to start to be doing more stuff on YouTube as well, but, you know, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your Apple Podcasts, you can find us at the Soda Pod.
Love it, Isha. Hey, I appreciate you hopping down. World Hockey Report, we're heading down south to Kentucky next to talk some ACHA on the Heavy Hockey Network. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the US. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
What we do here is go back.
All righty, it's World Hockey Report Live. Cody Jansen with you. Follow me on Twitter at Janner on PXP. Connect with the show on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. And now, I said it, we're heading down to Kentucky. He's all swagged out. It's Gage Odell joining me to talk some ACHA. You guys got Xavier this weekend, but what's going on with the season so far? How's things going?
Well, first off, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on. So far, the season's been really well. We're 9-3 right now with one tie. We've come out from a tough month where we're facing the last three teams we played in regionals, and Indiana was in nationals. So it's been a tough month schedule-wise, but we came out of it decent. So we're just headed into Xavier and trying to keep chugging along.
Love it. Love it. Adam's in the chat. What's going on, Adam? Go Yotes, go. Hey, they're coming off of a few big wins, Adam. But, okay, let's talk about some of these players back on the UK team, because I know there's a couple of returners, and you know exactly which forward you got to talk to me about, because there's one stallion up front.
Oh, absolutely. Our captain, Gary Eastlake, he's just an absolute monster. Currently, just one goal away from tying fourth all-time in our history in goals, and just a point away from seventh. And he probably doesn't want me to talk about it, but I'm going to. He just took over second in penalty minutes. So when you stick around that long, you're going to rack up all the accolades.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. How have the crowds been? I know that's exactly what Kentucky's known for, the Midnight Madness. How's it been this season?
Every crowd has either been a sellout or almost a sellout. And when you think about it, it's wild because we play at midnight. And they're here till we leave at 3 a.m. And it's just an absolute incredible atmosphere. They're nonstop yelling at players. I know one guy I'm going to give a shout out to is Cooper Patterson. He's a Louisville kid that plays hockey up there and comes down to almost every game. He was giving one IU player the business after celebrating a goal when they were down two. So just to hear everything they're saying, young, old, just at 2, 3 a.m. is just amazing here.
So we've got fans watching World Hockey Report all the way from Halifax to Yuma. What can you compare it to? Like just the UK hockey environment in general. What would you compare it to?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, just like any NHL playoff game, because the crowd is right on top of you. You can't escape it. And they're just nonstop loud from the moment the lineups are announced to the very end where the goals being goal horns being blown when we either win or our players are walking off. They're just nonstop, relentless on the opposing players, and it just makes us a very tough place to play.
Talk about your transition with the team. I know you've worn a couple of different hats and obviously the main play-by-play guy now, but just talk about your time at UK.
I like to say that I'm everything but a coach, because I started –
So far.
Don't put it past anybody. I started off in the program's first year as a photographer. Did that for a couple of years. Moved into social media world, running the Twitter and Instagram, making graphics as good as I could. And in the last season and a half, I've progressed into the play-by-play guy and just running all that by myself for the most part.
And talk about, you know, doing the play-by-play for them and stuff. You've called some pretty cool games. What's your favorite memory so far?
Jeez. Had to have been last year at Ohio State when the captain, Gary Eastlake, put a six spot by himself against the Buckeyes. That had to have been one of my favorite goal calls because he was just not stopping. Anytime he touched the puck, it was hitting the back of the net.
That's unreal. Okay, take off your UK hat for a second and talk to me about the other teams in the ACHA. Who do we got to watch? Who's whipping around the D2 circuit? Who's the head competition this year?
Jeez, I just have to focus on just our conference, the GSCHL, just our division alone is just a murderer's row. You've got Miami, who was the regular season GSCHL champion last year, Indiana, who went on an unbelievable run to end the year, winning 20 of 25 in a row, who went on the Nationals on that hot streak. You got Louisville, who's in our division, who's played NC State tough. They went to an ACC tournament and played really well. Just those three teams alone will cause some noise throughout the rest of the season and potentially regionals.
So I've obviously got a good relationship with the programs. They're awesome people. I think they've done so much for, you know, hockey in the Lexington area and all that stuff. For our fans who don't know, I mean, explain what they all do behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, because I think they're special people that deserve a shout out here.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Tim Pergram and Coach Clay Pergram, they came in as the coaches after our team, before they came in, was 3-20. And they came in, revitalized this program. They've gotten us sponsors. They're obviously swagging us out every year. And they're just putting so much time and effort into just what this team is about. And without them, this team probably would still be in that 3-20 range. But they're, every day they put in is just making our team more and more better in every aspect.
How's the rink doing? I don't think I actually asked anyone that. Wasn't there fire? Was that this past summer, or am I just way off?
So there's two instances of fire here. The first one was the worst one, but it wasn't this rink. It was their second rink, which housed some youth programs and the beer league. That burned down, but it's rebuilt back up better than it was.
Okay.
The second one, which was a wild video, was the Zamboni.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
In the main rink going kaboom, the ZAM is fine. It was just the gas around it that exploded. The ZAM drove the next day, which was wild to watch. But yeah, everything besides that has been beautiful. It's an old barn, but yeah, those were some tense moments.
That was insane. I remember the video. I'm pretty sure it, you know, went viral for a little while there. Okay, I want to leave it at this, because this is the one discussion I like having with hockey people, especially in the SEC region. Why can we not get a proper SEC conference? Like, there's so many of these big name schools. There's so many programs that have done well individually. I mean, is there just that much infighting? Like, am I looking at it from too positive a perspective, where it's like, this should be a no-brainer, slam dunk, the SEC should have a hockey conference, and it should be dominant?
It should be, but I think the one issue is the SEC is a football conference. So you won't get anybody talking about hardly any other sports besides that and basketball.
But so, Big Ten could be called the exact same. I mean,
they could, but with the SEC, they're just more center focused on that and just have no cares. As long as they're good in football, because the Big Ten has a hockey conference, but they're not winning national championships every year like the SEC. They're trying to. Ohio State's trying to, but now you've got Bama and Georgia, who are the top dogs, and that one team that's down south called Tennessee, they're trying to do that for this year. But it needs to happen, but will it? That's a, you know, discussion for the people in the SEC office in Birmingham.
Yeah, but I want to pick your brain, Gage. I mean, give us a take here. Like, what's it going to take for an actual SEC conference to happen? And do you see it happening within the next 5 years, 10 years? I don't know. Like,
possibly. If the more we're growing and if we can get to a constant battle in the regionals and nationals, if teams like Georgia and Tennessee or Ole Miss and South Carolina can rock it in their league, the more we all grow, is the less they can say no. So if we keep moving along and growing and showing people, hey, we're selling out 500, 600, 700 seat arenas, what is stopping us from doing 4,000, 5,000, 6,000?
I'd agree. Adam's in the chat says, couldn't they go independent? Well, they could, Adam, but I also think that having that SEC backing would be huge. Even if it's not the full, you know, SEC football lineup, just taking the top six, you know, schools and saying, because obviously UK would need a new rink, But if you put a nice 3,000 seat facility in there, you can't tell me with proper marketing that place isn't jam packed to the rafters every single game. Georgia's got the facility. I mean, Tennessee, sure, they could use the Preds rink, I guess. Like, I hate when they do that. But again, like, it's there. It's available in a sense. South Carolina, there's SP rinks, I believe, around there. Like, there is facilities and stuff like that. I just wonder if there's too much ego might be the word down there for some of those. Like, you see ACHA now has the CHF as a rival. And then there's the NCAA, and like everyone just thinks they can do something bigger and better by themselves instead of working together. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. That is 100% correct. The more you thin out, the less you're going to come together as one. And that's just what's going to keep struggling for the entire SEC conference to come together.
Well, Gage, I appreciate you taking the time. You got Xavier this weekend. So give the people a quick sales pitch why they should watch and where they should watch.
So why you should watch is our captain's really close to climbing the leaderboard for their goals. And if you want to see somebody who can shoot from the side of the net and hit the inside top corner every chance he gets, you've got to watch. Where you can watch is you can either come to Kentucky, join the Midnight Mayhem, or you can watch online Black Dog Hockey, or you can listen to my amazing voice when it's not sick on the stream for 3 hours a night and keep me company after midnight.
Well, I love it. And the broadcasts are awesome. I give you shit all the time because they should be free on YouTube. But that's an argument for another time and place. Hey, Gage, I appreciate you hopping on, man. Take care.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, man.
We're back after the break to talk to you and Flows Out World Hockey Report here on Heavy Hockey Network. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the US. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
What we do here is go back.
All right, a huge thanks. What a show so far. We had some fun. It's been flying by. Cody Jansen with you on Heavy Hockey Network. Huge thanks, Gage Odell, Isha Jerome, Jill Thompson, for hopping on. Final shift. We got the Billies. We're going. We're rolling. Little bit of salt in there. Billy's, use promo code WHR. Keep on buzzing. Check out Pro Rock Hockey 6. Sign up for every game, the best sports book. Punch in promo code WHR today. Okay, I said we're going to get to your comments. And of course, everyone had something to say when you asked. Top three teams in the NHL, hit us up right now on Twitter, World Hockey RPT, or jump in the comments. What's going on? Epiphany, Adam's in there, Dinosaur, everyone, we're having a blast. It's a Wednesday. It's a snow day. I mean, if you're driving, I feel bad for you if you're up in Alberta, but yeah, we got a lot of snow up here. Not too fun. Top three teams in the NHL. Go. I want to hear your thoughts. Kellen, Nitro. Nitro saying Oilers, Avalanche, Hurricanes. Oilers, I agree. Avalanche have goaltending issues. Carolina is a very borderline top three team. On the Ice says Boston, Vegas, and the Buffalo Sabres. Interesting. Would not put Buffalo as a top three team. I'm even scared to bet on them tonight against Pittsburgh after a back-to-back. Epiphany, I believe you. It's worse if you're in a wheelchair. Trust me on that. I couldn't imagine. I have so much respect for that. And I think that's why we're obviously advocates of making things accessible. And especially in times like this, you know, street clean, sidewalks, landlords, you got to do your part for sure. So Epiphany, you're probably a warrior right now. I'm sitting inside wearing slippers thinking about how cold it is. I got least of problems right now. Handsome Rob says Boston, Edmonton, Vegas. Why are people putting Vegas in your top three? What has Vegas done to be a top three NHL team right now? I don't get it. You don't have a starting goaltender. Don't tell me Logan Thompson is the guy that's going to be your starting goaltender. You're 9-2. You're off to a hot start. I still don't see them as a top three NHL team. Adam, explain to me. Rangers, Boston, Vegas. Rangers, fine. I get it. Barely beat Philly. Boston, hot right now. They are smoking. Whew. Vegas, just because they're 9-2 and they're beating up on weak opponents. Don't give me that. They beat 9 borderline or bottom feeding teams. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like saying the New Jersey Devils are a top three team. They've been beating up on terrible teams. Handsome Rob, you're damn right. Boston, Edmonton, Vegas. Two of the three I can get down with. Surveyor Brett, my favorite. Brett just posted a bunch of refs. He's the best. Straight off the pipe podcast. I think Vegas is a mirage waiting for the free fall. I agree with that. I don't think it's sustainable. I think they've been, you know, beating up on the little kids in class. They don't have a starting goaltender. They don't have the depth they think they have. And again, it's a first round exit type of team in my mind, especially in the Pacific. West Coast Hockey Bias, Bruins, Vegas, Rangers. There's a lot of Vegas here. I'm shocked. Call me stupid. Call me an idiot. I don't care. I wasn't really fooled by the 9-2 start. Again, there's people saying New Jersey. There's people saying Vegas. Maybe I'm not buying it. Maybe I'm not watching the right league. Maybe that's it. That's what the Pacific Division is weak. Adam, your yotes are buzzing. Your yotes are buzzing. I just had to throw it in there. Little love for our guy, Benilla. The yotes are absolutely cooking right now. And I know you want to chirp the Pacific. I know you got thoughts on that. We'll talk Central. The yotes are buzzing. Drake says, no particular order, Boston, Las Vegas, Seattle. Seattle's going to be short-lived, but damn, they're playing some special hockey right now. Lots of fight in them, a little luck on their side of the knowledge they're playing with house money. I mean, Seattle in your top three is crazy. Like, tell me I'm wrong, but Seattle in your top three? Because they had a comeback against the Calgary Flames? Dre, I'm not buying it. Dre, I'm not buying it. Rondax Ripper says Avs, Oil, Rags. I think that's a fair top three. I really do. I think the Avs have goaltending issues they have to figure out. You know, I'm not breaking any news here. They've got issues. The Avalanche aren't the same Avalanche as last season. But Oilers, yeah, they're top three. Rangers, yeah, they're probably top three too. Boston, Rangers, Colorado from League Republican. Luke Lang. Lauren just says Bruins. Well, Lauren, that's not a top three. Not a top three at all. Piffany, I think that's because they can't even pull a politician in fake sincerity and say Philly. roll on the floor laughing. Epiphany, you lost me with that comment. But again, I have the mental capacity of a five-year-old. Oilers have issues too. PK on life support, etc. I agree with that, Epiphany. But I mean, you put the Oilers in a seven-game series against Vegas, everyone's picking the Oilers. You put them in a seven-game series against Colorado, well, it's not going to be a four-game sweep anymore. Adam Benilla, my Yotes are a tire fire. I know it, but we're better than Vancouver. You're damn right you are, Adam. And it's because of Connor Ingram. That's our guy right there. Patty A, Jersey Oil, Vegas. New Jersey's not a top three team. Can we stop saying New Jersey? I'm going to start puking on stream if one more person says New Jersey. New Jersey is, if you think New Jersey is a top three team, you might eat rocks for cereal. Like, there's no way the New Jersey Devils deserve any respect. Yes, for Brat's good. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Not a top three team. Oilers power play also really hasn't got going. That's funny straight off the pipe, because I remember, what, three, four games in? People wanted to talk about, oh, this power play, it's revolutionary, best of all time, incredible, this, that, and everything. I think you're on the right path straight off the pipe. Special teams need some work here in oil country. Ben Hopkins, Bruins, Vegas, Oilers. Again, you can get at us on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. We'll keep the chat going for a little bit here. I know it's a Wednesday. I know no one's working hard on a Wednesday. DCL, Oilers, Boston, Vegas. I would also say their play is sustainable based on talent and experience of the roster, and Colorado will get it together. Well, I think that could be one of the more logical takes by DCL. I think Colorado does have some time to get together. Goaltending's got to be something they figure out. Yanni says Bears, Cats, and Canes. Well, the Bears comment threw me off. No one calls the Bruins the Bears, Yanni. But I gotcha. The Cats? Florida? A top three team? Did anyone watch the NHL last night? Did anyone watch the Florida Panthers last night? Because if you're going to watch that and tell me they're a top three team in the NHL, you need some glasses, bud. That's where I'll leave it at. Fired Up says Golden Knights, Boston, Edmonton. Oh my God. The comments keep coming, guys. I love it. I love the conversation. But to get through it, Brett, Oilers, Oilers, Oilers. I can get through those pretty quick. Adam said, I did. So Adam, you can agree with me. Florida's not a top three NHL team right now. There's no chance. Golden Boy, Bruins, Devils, Golden Knights. Oilers and Canes are right there too. You can't tell me that the Devils and Golden Knights are a better hockey club than the Edmonton Oilers. Won't believe it. Maybe not even the Calgary Flames. I don't see it. I just don't. So, Michael Reynolds, Devils have played one, maybe two good teams so far this season. Fully agree. Carney boys in. Devils haven't allowed more than 25 shots in 10 games. That's impressive stuff, no matter the opponent. I don't know. I mean, you can argue the Devils. We can have this conversation for hours. Nonetheless, I'm not saying they're a top three team. Passion for VGK. Well, shocker. He's going to have Vegas in there, Boston, Buffalo as well. McDavid's on an absolute tear, guys. It's been silly. Jay, Oilers, Bruins, Canes. I don't hate it, Jay. I just haven't seen enough from the Canes that's really impressed me that they've changed. Adam, I fully agree. They're a good team, but they're not top three. A top three NHL team doesn't go to Arizona and get dominated. You can't score one goal there. Okay, Oilers win 7-4 last night. Let's hand out a Pro Rock MVP. If you watched the game, let us know on Twitter, in the YouTube chat, wherever you're watching from. Let's hand out a Pro Rock MVP right now. NHL goal leader Connor McDavid averaging 1.1 goals per game. Also, from our guy Greg Harvey, shout out to Between the Numbs on Twitter. Team history, NHL teams to win 9-plus games of their first 9 of their first 10 games while scoring a combined 45 goals. Four teams. The 93-94 Maple Leafs, 94 Pittsburgh Penguins, and 06 Sabres, and 2022 Boston Bruins. So the Bruins are in some, you know, pretty impressive company right now. So, Jay, I do agree with you. I give you credit for putting the Bruins in. I give you credit for not having the Devil's blinders on right now. Because that's insane. That's insane. If you think the New Jersey Devils are a top five, top three team, you're insane right now. Epiphany, honestly, right now, Colorado and Calgary are not playoff teams stat-wise. I mean, you don't look at the playoffs until American Thanksgiving. Or so. I thought this was crazy as well. And maybe we'll leave this as our stat of the day right now. Maybe we'll do that for Heavy Hockey Network. Jack Campbell, fifth in wins. Tied for third in the NHL. But his numbers, real bad. 881 save percentage. 52nd in the NHL. 3.91 goals against average. 59th in the NHL. But five wins, I tell you, tied for third in the league. Okay, everyone's got their picks in as well. I don't think it comes with a surprise. I mean, Connor McDavid, your Oilers star of the night for Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. Go check out Pro Rock today. Best sticks, best price point. Don't waste money on the big name brands. Connor McDavid, 2 goals, 2 assists. Oilers, they beat the Nashville Predators 7-4 last night. Two games on the schedule today, Philly and Toronto, Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Philly Pete's going to have your best bets on Twitter, as he always does. The kid's hot. Philly Pete's buzzing once again. All he does is make you money. Plus 6.7 units last night. Plus 6.7. You put 600 bucks down. No, you put 100 bucks down. You win 670. Is that good? Does that sound good? Well, become a client today. Sign up today at The Real Pete Tuch on Twitter. Philly Pete's going to be buzzing. If I had to put a parlay out there, it's Toronto-Buffalo. You're probably going to get plus 150, maybe plus 175 if you sign up on every game. So Toronto-Buffalo, that's my parlay. Jay, you've got the last word. I've had debated Rangers instead of Canes, which may have been a better choice. You threw Rangers on there. I would fully agree with you, Jay. Alrighty, that's going to do it. World Hockey Report, we are wrapping up. Hey, appreciate everyone for hopping on the show today. Jill Thompson talking Sabres. Isha Jerome from the Soda Pot. Talk Minnesota Wild. Gage Odell, get us caught up with everything Kentucky hockey and the ACHA. We're back next week. Same time, same place. Everyone, as always, be kind, be better.